Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Two performing groups from our area are traveling next month to participate in the St. Patrick's Day Parade and festivities in Dublin, Ireland. The University of Louisiana Monroe Band and Chorus are preparing for the exciting journey to experience the tradition and heritage of the occasion. A benefit on Saturday helps cover costs for students making the trip. Here to share more are ULM Assistant Director of Bands Dr. Jason Reinhart and Doyle Jeter from Enoch's Irish Pub, who will be hosting the fundraiser. Thank you for being here. And Jason, let's kind of get right to it. What's the background on how this trip came about?
The background is we first went as the ULM marching band back in 2009, and we participated in the St. Patrick's Day parade as an invitation from the Lord Mayor of Dublin. And she invited us over to participate in the parade, which was a very exciting parade. It's more people than I've ever seen in a short amount of time. It's just, you know, 10 rows deep, and I think it's about 2.5 miles long. So it's not very long, but it was just very exciting to participate in that. The kids that we took from the university here last time had a great time, and they still talk about that trip. And Dr. Long had participated with this group when he was a high school band director, and he wanted to, you know, let our students have that experience. And so we were talking about a trip. We like to take a trip with the college students every 4 years or so, somewhere internationally, because a lot of our students haven't traveled, let alone out of the state, out of the country. So we want to take them somewhere to experience other cultures. And so we decided again to go back to Ireland, since it was such a successful trip last time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would think it would be kind of rare, and like you say, about once every 4 years or so, to be able to plan and coordinate and get everything together. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about the itinerary. You mentioned, you know, they're going to be participating in the parade. What else will the students be doing?
We will participate in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dublin, Ireland. The night before that parade, the band and choir will be actually performing in St. Patrick's Cathedral in mm-hmm. Dublin. And then the day after the parade, we'll be traveling to Limerick and doing a performance on the City Hall town steps.
Exciting adventures. Anything outside of that? Perhaps a trip to the Blarney Stone?
We are going to go to yeah. Blarney Castle and have the opportunity to kiss the Blarney Stone. And just, you know, sightseeing around Dublin and Limerick and Blarney Castle.
Well, Doyle, you'll be assisting at a benefit coming up this Saturday to help cover expenses. Tell us about what is planned coming up Saturday.
Well, number one, I wish I was going with them. But we're a bit involved on that day ourselves for obvious reasons. What's going on this weekend is Saturday. And, you know, first of all, again, we're honored to do this. We've been involved with ULM on some level for 34 years. But this is close to our heart. The sounds of today, all the kids come out at Celtic Fest. They're one of the biggest hits of the day. And, you know, I think there's a law somewhere that if some people are going to Ireland from your local university, you have to help. It's written somewhere. It's a law. But truthfully, we just wanted to help out a bit. Even if it's just to get the kids, you know, and the directors, you know, a bite to eat and some beverages while they're in the, you know, in Ireland, you know, anything will help. So what we're going to be doing Saturday is we're donating all the fixings for a big jambalaya, you know, traditional Irish food, jambalaya, and all the proceeds from the sale of the jambalaya are going to the kids, part of the beverage sales that day will go there. There's a raffle sale that I think Jason will probably tell you more about, a raffle ticket sale with a bunch of incredible prizes that have been donated locally. And, you know, with coming off the winning season of the Warhawks and the first bowl game, I mean, it's a natural. And these kids work their hearts out on all these activities every day of the year, really. So to give them a little bit of money to have in their pockets while they're in Ireland, you know, I know I can use a bit while I'm there, so I know where they're going.
You've made several trips there. What do you hope?
About 13 or 14, yeah.
What do you hope they experience in traveling?
Well, Jason has been there before, too, uh-huh. as has Daryl, it's magic. I mean, there's no two ways about it. It sounds corny, but it's just a magical place. The history, the vibe, if you will, as music students and university students, what I got from it as a part-time instructor here at ULM, what I get from it is just the exuberance, the positive approach of everything to do with the university system and the arts. by all means, the arts, music and fine arts, printmaking, sculpture. It's just a whole, almost a whole different atmosphere in many respects. Not to say we don't have that here, but the kids are just so focused. So I hope that the students here from ULM, Visual and Performing Arts Department, they get that too. I mean, you go anywhere, you come back with that kind of positive force.
Right.
So.
Well, Jason, you touched upon Doyle touched upon it, the raffle that'll be coming up this Saturday. Tell us more about that.
Yep, we're doing a Luck of the Irish raffle, and we've got several items from local places that have generously donated things. We've got tickets that have been donated by the Strauss Theater and ULM and the Monroe Symphony. We have a great prize package from Rain Salon, another good gift basket from Tenori's Wine Center, and Doyle is going to donate some stuff as well. Don't want to list everything, but those are some of the bigger prizes. But people can have a chance to win several of these items. It's not going to be like a one raffle, win everything. So as many people will win as we have prizes for. So, you know, come out and support. And like Doyle said, the raffle does help, you know, go help to defray the costs of this trip for the kids.
As far as the benefit getting underway this Saturday, the times and again, location there along Louisville Avenue?
It's at Enoch's Irish Pub and Grill. It'll be from noon to 5 p.m. on Saturday, February 24th. Come out, have some great food and beverages and some hopefully live music provided by ULM faculty and students.
Jason Reinhardt, Doyle Jeter, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Bring a pot of gold.